This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is the CEO of ECR Minerals, Craig Brown. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Mac. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you, Craig?
All right, good, thanks. Very busy. Always seem to be on the go.
Good. Well, it's good to be busy in these times, that's for sure. Now, let's just start. Obviously, 2020 was a challenging year for many people and many businesses. However, ECR performed rather well, both in terms of share price performance, news flow, and operations. So how are you kicking off the new year? What are the plans?
Well, certainly it's been very positive. And there was a recent announcement that we started drilling in Victoria at the beginning of January. Mm-hmm. And, we've decided to manage operations on the ground ourselves rather than outsourcing most of the work to contractors. And that's been the difference in our approach. And it started off by deciding to buy a drill rig last year, and then we'd also bought an XRF unit, which is a form of analysis equipment. And so we're actually running operations on ourselves. We've rented a substantial warehouse, office, core shared storage facility, workshop. So it's all together in one place. And from there, we're working away. And we've bought quite a number of other pieces of equipment, like core saws and some other technical equipment for work on the ground, so that we hope to set up a laboratory. We haven't got our laboratory set up as yet, but we've been promised that we'll get assays back fairly quickly. We've started drilling, and the drilling seems to be going very well. And with surprisingly few hiccups, we're building up a staff base in Victoria, and we have four drillers including drill assistants, two geologists who are pretty. Who are dedicated when we need them to us, and then we have a person in the core shed and an admin person, and so we certainly are gearing up, and we're working all the time, and we're keeping that drill rig spinning. It's actually really positive how things are going at the moment. The difference is that by actually going in there and doing the work yourself, you've got much greater control on getting the right result. That you've got control over your own destiny, because. Mm. Contractors want to know where the hole is located and how deep it goes. Well, while you're actually drilling, you might see that, this hole is we're still in mineralization at the bottom of the estimated initial depth, and so obviously you'll keep drilling, and that's kind of happening to us at the moment. That it seems that we're in the right material, and so we're going to continue drilling. Whereas with a contractor, they normally want specific terms, how many holes you want to drill and where you want to drill them. So it's a lot more effective by running things yourself. And apart from drilling, we've still got quite a lot of other work going on, preparing other sites for drilling. And I think our rig's going to be busy. A lot of people say, how long is your program going to last for? And I say, well, we're not going to stop drilling, we're going to keep going the whole time. ECR's in a very strong position. We've ended out our non-core projects, or the projects we found least prospective, though another company's picked them up and they seem to have a lot of enthusiasm for them. But we did a little bit of work on them, we got less favorable results. We know we've got some pretty positive things at Bayliston and Creswick. So the we've ended out our non-core assets. We've got £4 million in the bank, and So there's nothing stopping us. We don't need to raise money at the moment, and so it's full bore.
Okay. So Midas, that's the name, isn't it? I think we discussed last time. Midas is going to be kept quite busy then.
Correct. Yeah.
So, that's great that you've got that. You've got the drill there, Midas, on-site drilling. And, of course, you mentioned you've got the ability to carry out some field tests as well. So can you give us a brief overview of how things are going over at the Byron Prospect in Victoria?
We expected to hit mineralization around about the 130-odd metre mark, and we're well past that at the moment. And, the right quartz mineralization, we hit it well beforehand, and we're still going. And we can drill, 500 meters continuously with the existing drill rods which we've got. So there's no stopping us while we're still in the right ground, and we're getting the quartz coming through, which is looking very promising. But we can't put out any results, obviously, until we do get those drill results. Then things are great. So drilling is going on at Byron, and it's continuing.
Okay, that's great. Well, news flow wise, then I see a recent RNS that ECR appointed a new joint broker. What's the reasoning behind this?
The reason we appointed the joint broker is partly because of the fact that one of our largest shareholder is a company by the name of Shenyang, and they subscribed for shares back in 2017, and at a premium to the market price at the time, they initially agreed to participate in the subscription, and they agreed to a 12-month lockup. They're long-term holders, their brokers was the new brokers which we've picked up, and this company is particularly keen to support us because of regulation in China. It was quite hard for them to exercise their warrants, and so we want to assist them with that. But also, the team in this broking firm I've known for quite a long time, and I've worked with two of them on a previous company, and we've got a very good relationship. They've never let us down, and they're saying they're going to put out research and even carry out site visits as and when possible. Okay. But the research will be put out fairly soon. We expect to get a review, and so I'm certain that things will go fairly well from there.
Okay. So just on that warrant conversion then, and the Chinese company who recently TR1'd, can you offer some guidance on who they are?
Yes. Well, this Chinese company was Shenyang, and Shenyang was the company first invested in 2017, and that they invested at a premium to the market. They're a part of a larger group, and they're the Volvo dealership for certain mining equipment in China.
Okay.
And also they, but their larger group also manufactures all the tracks for Caterpillar excavators worldwide. And then they have a separate, which is a joint venture with Caterpillar. And then they also have a separate company which manufactures tracks for Volvo and various other bulldozers and earth moving equipment, any tracked equipment they will supply the tracks for. So, I mean, they're a substantial company. The group's probably got in excess of or approaching approximately $1 billion worth of assets, and that's what it was as of 3 years ago. It's no doubt substantially higher now. They do have a number of mining operations of their own, and they certainly would like to assist us with pushing things forward. I mean, okay. They've said, do we need any equipment off them? Do they want specialists to be sent out? They're ready to build a mine for us. So, it's quite positive upside. So that's the type of relationship which we have with Shenyang.
That's very different. That's unusual. I've not heard of this before. That's what do you think of this?
Oh, well, I think it's great. You know, and we've met the CEO owner, Mr. Guam, and he's a very positive guy. He's a switched on businessman who's got his hands in many pies, but he doesn't mind rolling up his sleeves. And if you walk around his factories, which are absolutely miles long, you'll be certainly very impressed. And that they comply with Western safety type standards. I mean, when you walk around the factory, everybody's got safety equipment on and protective goggles, glasses, clothing, hard hat, boots, which isn't apparent in all places throughout China. But he's a very professional businessman who does things to the highest standard. So it's very encouraging that he's supportive, and so he wanted to exercise his warrants, and so he has.
Yeah, that's a great shareholder to have on the company there, Craig. It's really good.
Yes.
So let's come on to Victoria then. What developments can you share on the interest shown by multiple parties on the Creswick and Baylisden licenses? This question always comes up. what can you share?
I don't know if I mentioned in the past, but Realistically, we think we're going to add the most shareholder value on the Bellaston license by drilling it out ourselves. And that's HR3 is only one of about five key prospects within the Bellaston license. I mean, HR3 is a, it stands for Historic Reserve 3. And in the 1990s, there was an estimated resource of about 35,000 ounces where they did a little bit of RC drilling and just scratched the surface. And that's only one part of these five projects. Blue Moon probably was the new discovery which we made a couple of years ago, and we'd like to get back drilling on. And then we've got HR4, Cherry Tree South, Black Cat, and then we found some other anomalies, geochemical anomalies on surface, Yellow Moon and Red Moon, I think they were called. And so certainly, there is a lot of work to do there, and there's a lot of other areas which we haven't explored in the Bellaston license. So Bellaston is something which we're not going to bend out. We've decided to continue working on that ourselves. And in addition to our main Bellaston license, we have three applications which have been into the department for a little while, and we expect those to get issued, at least two of them, fairly soon. And so we'll certainly increase our footprint there. Bellaston's within fairly close proximity to the Fosterville mine. I mean, the Black Cat prospect is within 30 kilometres of the Fosterville mine. And the mineralisation which we're seeing in the ground at HR3, where we're drilling at the moment, they're saying just looks very similar to that Fosterville-type mineralisation and the broken quartz, etc. So, it's positive. So we think we're going to, we did have one company make a couple of offers for doing a deal on Bellaston, but we turned them both down because we think the projects were worth a lot more, and that's why we bought the drill rig and we're drilling it out. Regarding Creswick, we still have a company which is very serious. They have a, we've shared several documents and had some quite in-depth discussions. They've completed their technical due diligence and they're happy with the technical side of Creswick, and they think that there is, massive potential for a decent resource there. Mm-hmm. Now we're just going through a few licensing and legal issues.
Okay.
But, I think potentially we're waiting on correspondence from the Department of Economic Development, which deals with Earth Resources in Victoria, to confirm a few things. And, we can potentially get a deal away on Creswick. But, no, well, we certainly can get a deal away on Creswick, but we've still got to finalise the final legal documentation and come to an arrangement. But we're quite impressed with this group we're dealing with. I mean, they've been involved in a number of other companies which have been listed or sold for I'm talking about over $1 billion. They've the technical expertise they have is the latest in the world, and so we're sure if they're on board that certainly that project will get developed very quickly.
Great. Okay. I remember last time we spoke, I think you said that there was another offer that was pending. So it's great to hear that's still sort of ongoing and progressing. And I wonder just perhaps a final thought, Craig, what's the roadmap looking like for ECL Minerals in 2021?
I mean, we have, as I mentioned, we've got three applications near Bellaston, two of which we'd have hoped to get through before Christmas. But, the department's just overwhelmed. I mean, there's a complete gold rush in Victoria at the moment. So, that's kind of taking up all their time. I mean, I think they've had, 10 times more applications in the first half of this year than they had in the first half of 2020 than they had in all of 2018, 10 times more applications. And we've got a total of eight applications which are out there, three near Bellaston, three near Creswick, and two in the Tambo license. So, we have a lot of new applications coming through. We're doing a lot of geological work, and that's not just the drilling. It's really the drilling is a separate side of it. It's the interpretation of the drilling, the planning of the drilling, the interpretation of the core which is coming out of the ground, and we're going to have ongoing results coming through. And so So, certainly we should have a lot of positive information coming out from our drill results, and we're really on target. I mean, if things go really well, we'll consider even buying a second drill rig, and so we can spread some of our overhead costs over the two rigs, and it will make us more efficient. So, that's another possibility. We've got over £4 million in the bank was announced the other day, and we're well into, I'd say 2023. We've got enough cash till 2023. So we are, we're 2021 at the moment. So we certainly don't need any money for the next 2 years. And, we can progress and develop this company on. I mean, I'm not interested in just investing and doing corporate deals. I actually want to make something real happen on the ground and build a mine. And that's what I've done in the last three companies I've been in. And, I was in kind of a started off in a kind of middle level management and rose to senior level management fairly quickly on the first company. And second project, we put a mine, and both of them we put a mine into production. Second company, the same thing. And then the last company set up from scratch, and we discovered 5 million ounces, and that's a producing gold mine. So, I mean, it's incredible when you take something from nothing and, discover $8 billion worth of gold sitting in the ground. And, that's what we hope to do for ECR. So that's the type of ambitions that we've got ahead of us.
Okay, sounds fantastic, Craig. Well, thank you very much. That's, of course, Craig Brown, the CEO of ECR Minerals. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Mark. And we're working hard, and we're working hard for our shareholders. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at stockboxmedia.